I noticed that WBAI WBAI Program Director Bernard White has arrived. Bernard, have you had a chance to collect your thoughts? Ready to? We can hear from Bernard now.
Okay. It's always a little strange when you come in and you don't know what has happened before you. Well, you know, BAI is once again going through another transition. We're in constant transition, it seems. This is the fifth station manager that I've been working with. There was Valerie Van Isler, then Don Rojas, and then Indra Hardat, and Robert Scott Adams, and now we have Anthony Riddle. I do want to thank Robert Scott Adams for the work that he's done while he was there. He made every attempt to try and bring us together under some real difficult circumstances. And those difficult circumstances still prevail. So, Anthony Riddle, you'll have your shot at it. And it was a little difficult for me to come in this morning because I'm just not feeling too well. But I will try and talk about some of the program changes that we give you some ideas, some background on the history of program changes or attempts to make program changes at WBAI. In the what we all call the post-coup period, when we got back into the radio station, there was just a lot of turmoil, a lot of people who really were skeptical about what went on. Many people really didn't know what had happened. They just know that we went through a real traumatic period. At that particular point, my job, as I saw it, was to try and stabilize things, to make people feel that there was no real need to panic, that we were going to come back into the radio station and begin to try and hold things together and at some point do an assessment of what we have and then try and make changes to make it better. I don't know how many of you have been around at radio stations, Pacifica radio stations, when you try and make changes. There is a whole mechanism that immediately goes into place to try and make sure that no change at all takes place. So that's what happened the first time we attempted to do that. I came up with a proposed, tentative, not solid, fluid, take a look at, let's see what we have, kind of suggestions about what kind of program changes we could make, and the place just went crazy. And so I felt that at that time that we needed to just back away from it and give it some distance, take another look. And also the station manager at that time felt that he didn't need any additional grief. He was new, and he was just trying to settle down, and he didn't want to a situation you'll be confronted with. He didn't want to go into any additional turmoil. So that was 5 years ago, so we made no program changes then. Then 4 years ago, we attempted it again. No, 2 years ago we attempted it again, and I was told by the executive director of Pacifica as well as the station manager, the interim station manager, that I could not make any changes then. So what we have now in all of this time is a schedule that is decent, I think, but it certainly does need to have some changes. There's some adjustments that we need to make. The world has changed, and BAI, as a reflection of our community, needs to make some changes also. So I have put together another tentative schedule. Then I want to sit down with the new station manager and go over this schedule, because it represents an idea that says that one of the problems that we have as we look through the different our schedule and match that up with the Arbitrons match that up with the work that has been done regarding who is listening to us on other than terrestrial media. We see that there are certain patterns that overlap, certain adjustments that we can make in order to increase our listenership. One of the things that we've gotten away from over the years is our interactiveness with the community. We have a lot of programs that come on for 55 minutes, and they're primarily talking heads. And we don't have the kind of interaction that brings the community in, lets them express their feelings, lets them feel a part of the radio station. There is, however, some people who, every time you open the telephone, they wind up getting on the air. But we need to broaden that. We've started to do it a little bit in the mornings. If you've been listening, those of you in New York, if you've been listening in the mornings, you know that there is now more of an attempt to talk to people in the beginning of the program and also to talk to people at the end of the program. One of the adjustments that I would also like to make, and I think would help us, is in the morning, we have Democracy Now! That comes on at 9 o'clock. Now, there's been a lot of talk about putting Democracy Now! on at 8 o'clock. But in New York City, that doesn't give you a larger audience, really. Because what are most people doing at 8 o'clock? They're traveling to their 9 o'clock job. Democracy Now! At not coming on at 9 o'clock, if you look at the schedule, the reports that, what's his name? Who does them? No, the reports that are done by Pete Karakas. You see that Democracy Now! Has a major spike in our broadcast schedule, because what happens is when people get to work, they turn it on their computers. So, you know, we have to look at all of those different things. There's a regular listening curve that comes up. It starts at 6 o'clock in the morning, it escalates, and it usually goes to about 8, 9, and then it drops off. With Democracy Now! On our schedule at 10 o'clock, at 9 o'clock, we sustain a high listenership until that, till 10 o'clock. It comes on at 9, we sustain it till 10 o'clock, and then it dramatically drops off. One of the things I'm suggesting that we do is that at 10 o'clock, we wind up doing some different kinds of programs, because at 10 o'clock, most of the programs are interactive, not interactive. So want to introduce some interactive programs in the morning that would begin to deal with some of those issues that were raised during the earlier part of the morning, or some of those headlines that have come out in the beginning of the morning, so that we can begin to address those. We've lost our immediacy. BAI used to be very immediate. And we've kind of lost that. So it'll pass, just a minute. So that's some of the thinking that has gone into it. In addition to that, we're wasting our overnights. Our overnights have been, a repository for all kinds of madness. There are people who work at night who would like to also hear something that's consistently decent. People listening on the web around, and that's the other thing. We're no longer broadcasting to New York City. We're broadcasting to the entire planet. So although it's midnight in New York, it's midday somewhere else. And we have to look at our schedule as just all priority. And so those are some of the ideas that have gone into the thinking in rearranging the schedule. I don't know whether it's worthwhile. I don't think it's worthwhile now to pass it out. of the proposed schedule. In addition to that, I'm scared to do that.
I was going to say, you might want to think about that.
Because I'll share it with you. I think I sent you a copy, too.
No.
No, him either. But I will share it. One of the things, too, that we have to look at is we have several layers of bureaucracy. And how they work is that we have a program council, we have a program committee, and we have also department heads at the station. Everything has to go through all those various layers. I think that the people on the program council, as well as the people on the program committee, are well-meaning people who want to feel that when they're going to be on something, that they have some say in it. And it takes them a long time to say it. So we wind up spending a lot of time just trying to get people to understand what it is that we're talking about. And then there's another election, and you got another group of program council members and another program committee members. So